Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to discuss how to handle bullies in the workplace.
Mm-mm.
We'll start with a question from someone who works with a bully and wonders why the bully's boss never confronts him.
Yeah.
And during the second part of the podcast, we're going to address how to manage a bully.
That's good. That maybe that'll help the boss that never confronts his bully.
Exactly.
You know, bullying is such an important topic at work, and bullying, it can take a number of forms we've seen, right? From intimidating others to mocking a vulnerable coworker to talking behind someone's back. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I work in a university setting, and I'm currently dealing with a coworker who is a bully. He's tenured and I'm not. He's been with the university for many years. I've seen him make fun of my colleagues, and I know that he goes behind my back and badmouths me to the head of the department. The problem is that no one in authority ever confronts him. How do I work with this person?
Ugh. I mean, no one in authority confronts. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, if the bully bullies and doesn't get reprimanded, then they think it's okay.
Right. They're used to getting away with it.
Right. So they'll just keep on bullying.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think the thing that's interesting is that bullies can be scary to people in authority as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, they may have something on the people in authority.
They may.
Because they're good at that.
That's
or at least
right.
they threaten. They figure out what their weaknesses.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they, you know, play on that and threaten, I'm going to tell, and you're going to pay for that. And they do. In our work, we've learned that bullies are scary up front, but if you push them, they're really like mush inside.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't that much substance behind it. It's a lot of bravado, but it scares people away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that somebody in authority, if nobody in authority is willing to step up, then this person is the authority. This person is running the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. What I was going to say is if you're in that kind of situation, I think, and actually studies in school settings have shown that there's power in numbers.
Yes. Mm.
So, for example, let's say that person who is mocked by this bully, if only one person joins them or stands behind them or backs them up, the bully has to back off a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's that thing of breaking, instead of everyone just putting their head down and trying to avoid this person, there's more power in coming together and confronting.
Confronting the person or confronting authority?
It depends. You could do one of two things, I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
One would be that you band together and you sort of stage an intervention with this person. The other would be to band together and stage a formal complaint with more. And we actually were in a situation, Kathy, where three employees complained about the same manager.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of her rule.
Yes.
Yeah.
When it was one, it didn't work.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It had to take the whole team.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true. And it took a long time because they were scared.
That's right. What bullies do is they corner you, right? And they make you feel, that's what this person did, the individual that we worked with, the people who were being bullied, that what this person would do is sort of, you know, close the door and cordon you off and say something mean and then say, like, you'd better not tell anyone, which is often the other part of what they do.
Right.
And then, you know, you're afraid.
Right.
Another thing I would do is I would keep accurate records, like on this particular day, this is what happened. Because we tend to forget and exaggerate. And so it's good to just have a running, you know, in your phone or somewhere, a list of what this person has been doing, not just to you, but to others. Because that might help. in the long run. But really, this goes back to management. I mean, if there's a bully in the office and management is not showing up, then you're bullied. So this really has to do with management. So, you know, how do you work with this person? I think I would avoid. And, you know, don't create any drama. Don't become their victim.
Don't be their target. You mean like stay out of harm's way?
Stay out of harm's way if you can.
Yeah, I think that, and then talk to your colleagues and see if there's something you would dare to do together.
Yeah.
As a group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you could go to your manager also and say, you know, we need help.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, maybe you need help. Listen to this podcast. No, I'm kidding.
Help us help you help us.
Right. Well, I mean, this is what the person is just too weak.
Right.
Yes.
But probably afraid also, like you said.
Yeah. All right. So let's just go to what I think is more important. How do you manage a bully? If you are the manager and you're being bullied, your department is being bullied and being run by a bully, how do you handle it?
I'm sure you have some ideas.
Well, I think you have to confront this person. And this is, it goes to many, many people are afraid of conflict. They're afraid of the repercussions. They're afraid to do this. So again, you can have somebody in the room when you do it. You can get somebody from HR or somebody who's a peer or somebody who's above you and confront this person. But you need to let them know that it may not be their intention, but they are being perceived
as a bully.
And here are the behaviors that we're seeing that we need changed.
Yeah.
And whether you put them on a PIP, a performance improvement plan, or you just give them a warning.
Yeah.
But you can't not confront this.
Right.
And well, you have to
do it directly. Then they're running your department, basically.
That's right. So you have to. Now, what I find is many people, you know, will act like they don't know what you're talking about, and they'll stop for a while, and then you're going to have to go back. You know, you have to remind them, and I give it 3 months. What do you give it? Although I so funny.
That's if you're lucky. I
have a client right now. He's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Wow. He has to be reminded every 2 weeks. He goes flips back.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, he's a bit of a rage issue. But a bully, you know, we don't know. Everybody can be on their best behavior for a short time.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm saying this is it's not a slam dunk when
that's
you confront them the first time that they got it for the rest of their lives. No.
Right. Mm. Well, and there is, we talk about this pretty frequently, but there is a literal phenomenon, interpersonal phenomenon, when you tell someone to change their behavior where they will test you.
Yes.
To see if you really mean it. And they may even act out worse than before, waiting to see if you're actually going to back it up.
So this person is tenured, so that's also a problem in a university because this person can't get fired, but they can get benched is the word I'm thinking of. They can get put on, you know, discipline action where they don't have to deal with very many people. They can get hurt.
Yeah.
That's probably not what this person wants. And they don't want to have to probably deal with, you know, people disliking them.
Right.
So, yeah, that's how you do it. It's not easy.
No, it's not. So, but in both cases, it's interesting because we're really talking about having backup. So it's important to understand that you don't have to do this alone. You probably shouldn't do it alone.
Right.
And especially if you're a manager, it's also very good to have witnesses, right? So if you have that person from HR sitting in on the conversation, sometimes they'll bring someone in from a union, right? If it's a union situation. And I really appreciate what you're talking about, Kathy, which is that you have to have the data. You have to have specific behaviors. Yeah. And that's where it's tricky because I think bullying often feels very personal.
Right.
Whereas you're at work. So the only way for it to be problematic is if you can point to ways in which it's hurting productivity, hurting morale, literally injuring the capability of your department for people to do their job.
Yeah, and this is not where you bully them back. This is where you actually appeal to their human sense of, you know, their work life. Like, I'm sure this is not what you want. I'm sure you don't want to scare people. I'm sure you don't want people to dislike you. But in fact, that is what's happening here. So I can help you change that. You have to change it and make some friends, and you have to change this behavior. It's not working. So this has to get done. Otherwise, you're going to get in trouble as a manager.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, it's interesting. What if the bully comes back and says, it's you, you're the problem?
Well,
you,
they probably the will.
Yeah.
And then you have to say, that's not the case. I have many complaints.
Yeah.
I have never gotten complaints.
Right.
I have complaints about you, and I have very specific behaviors that have happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'd be happy to hear what you don't like that I'm doing, but this is about you right now. And you've got to have a very very tough conversation here.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do it alone. I would absolutely have somebody in the room who heard it, because then the bully can say the meeting was very different than it was.
Yes.
Yes.
So you have to have a witness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as soon as they walk in and see the witness, it may not be fun.
They'll know. You know, it's interesting because I'm thinking of another situation where we were called in because there was there were actually two employees who were bullying everyone else, and it took a different manager. Remember, they brought in a new manager, a fellow who would just stick to the facts. Mm-hmm. Like, he just looked at their, you know, attendance and looked at their productivity and kept pointing to those things. Mm-hmm. And ultimately,
he did a good job. He never made it personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they both left.
And they both left. Shocking.
Happily
too,
ever after.
Right, we didn't think one would, because she really was using the company.
Wow.
And he just kept calling her on it very calmly, very factually, and it worked.
Yeah. And that's
the thing. He was a good manager.
That's right. That's the thing to realize, is that you may think that you can't win in these situations, but I think consistency is your best bet.
It's, yeah, mm-hmm. you can win. He did it pretty quick, actually. He did it in a couple of months by being on top of it. All right, so that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, we would love to hear from you. Tweet us at AskK2. Follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, please text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word, MyCrazyOffice, at 228-28.
And finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@MyCrazyOffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.